Hello, this is Samuel King, and welcome back to our series of the podcast show that goes by the name Insights on Life. And I know that every person knows about this, and when you hear about the insight of life, you have to go straight forward to the thing that is relating to the life, you know. So we analyze deep things relating to the life. And today we are going to discuss about the argument that has been existing in our community so far until now, since we have been that school where we have been just passing through different education levels. We've been hearing about the argument that is asked between the axis that which is the important thing between the money and the having education, you know. Here for me, I would like to go a bit deep inside about the situation, and for me, I can say education without money, it's not complete. It's something incomplete. And having money without education is all something incomplete. So why I do say that, you know, when you are speaking about having money, you speak about just investing yourself, investing your energy and efforts in money accumulating processes like business, being hired at the top positions, or being involved in other things like agriculture or agro activities, and all the things that can make you have money. But for me, I can say you can't have money without having education. Why I do say that? You know, everything that is involving a process, it is involving typically understanding of this of the process or steps that is underlying the process, or the step that is underlying the process, you know. If you are to be an agrarian, you have to know the process that the agrarian has to follow, so as he can flourish in his process. So understanding those steps is actually reflecting on the so-called education. So being familiar of the situation, that is, so actually we can call the education that you have the enough knowledge or the skill set that is underlying the plot that you're going to do or to get involved, so you can get money. So money is depending on the skill set, the skill that you have, that the skill that is in you having money, that is that we can call education. And when you get back to the education itself, for me, I can say also, you can't have education that if you can't invest a bit of the belong that you have, particularly the money that you have. So if you need to have money, you have to invest in much on skill set. So if you have a skill set, it may lead you to multiplications of money accumulating process. So for me, I can go far. So I can go far a bit deep in the argumenting. You know, here I would like to speak about the difference between education and being educated. Our society has been tending to fail understanding between the difference of having education or of being educated and having education. You know, the education that society having in its mindset is that it's been that has been blocked from the academic institutions like schools and universities, college and other centers that can offer an academic subject, you know. But for the education I'm speaking about here is a skill set that can make someone develop his mindset and flourish in the process that he or she is undertaking, you know. So if you have the knowledge of doing something, that actually you are educated about the process that you're doing. but you can find yourself having education, but you still find yourself lagging behind in terms of being educated. That is why you can find some of them having a master's, having a bachelor degree, but still suffering in terms of the life improvement or the life process or in their daily life situation. You can find yourself having education, but still find yourself struggling to accommodate the life process needs, you know. So being educated, having the money, it is the two things that one can think of. But I have been just saying, having money without education is something impossible. And having education without money is also impossible. So why I can say that? Why do I say it like that? You know, when you go back to the education system that is in the mindset of society, I mean the schooling, it can't be done without having money. We've been just passing through different levels. And a good example is myself. I've been educated by using my family finances until level 6, I mean form 6 for education levels of Tanzania. So after completing there, my family wasn't able to withstand the cost that had been poured by the education system. So I have to go to the government when I get fine. I was sponsored by Helsby, and that is made me prosper at university, and it was a quality life that I was living under their wings. So if it doesn't investment by the Helsby, I think it could be just a dream for me to reach the level that I have right now. So this is manifesting the important data. Without money, you can't go anywhere. So, but I've been you have to know that I've been just said that you can't have money without having education. But here, what's to note, or what is important to note, is that there is familiarity of the certain policy that education that I'm speaking about, particularly when it comes to them on the side of money. That if you have that education, you have the money. But the education, the academic matters, that is, I mean, the school education, it is contrary different from the education that I'm speaking about, particularly on the side of money. So the two things that we do have with the two kinds of education: the education of the process that can make us prosper and have money, and education that can make us have the accolades, like having a degree, bachelor degree, or having a master's degree, or having a PhD degree. It is education that is being brought out from the school or any other education centers or institutions. So you have to know that we have two kinds of education. It is just depending on the side of which education that you are relying or that you are speaking about. So you don't have to speak much about money. You don't have to distinguish between the money and the education, and you don't have to distinguish between education and the money. So money is depending education, and education itself depending money, but it depends on the level or the angle that we're speaking from. So this is Zamana King, and thanks for having me on this special show that speaks much about education and the money, the importance between the two things. And I have already tried to go inside there, and I have already described about this. So thank you, keep listening to me, and on the near future, I'll be back on our podcast platform that will be listening to me, and I'll be healed by a different platform like iTunes, Radio Public, Anchor, and other platform that I can play my podcast. So thank you, and I keep listening to Zamana King. This is Zamana King, 20 Lee. Here I'm signing out.